From Christ Our King Lutheran Church today, it's our Celine Chamber Report as we welcome Senior Pastor Joe Polzin. Nice to have you here, Pastor.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Also, Pastor of Discipleship, Don Kirchhoff.
Thank you for being here.
Wonderful to meet you. And also Greg Widow, who is Director of Family Life Ministry at Christ Our King Lutheran Church. Great to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Where is your church located, Pastor Polzin?
It is located just north of Celine downtown, off of Celine Waterworks Road. And we're kind of right in the heart of the community there.
And what's the history behind the church?
Well, the church has been around for more than 45 years. We have been planted in Celine for that whole time. And we've had a great history of just being part of the community, part of the people there in Celine, and, mm-hmm. and happy to be a part of the community.
How long have you been there now?
I personally have been there for 5 years as senior pastor, privileged to serve there. And my gentleman to the left here, Pastor Don, he has been there longer than I have.
How long?
About 18 years, 19 years, years, right.
Oh, wonderful. Are you from the community originally?
I am not.
Oh.
I was raised in Missouri and served as a pastor at a congregation for 40 years in Oklahoma. And then moved up here in 2008.
Now I hear that accent.
Oh, yes, right. As a matter of fact, I had a good friend whose name was Lucy Ann Lance in Oklahoma.
Are you serious?
I am serious. So
never
I was wondering. So if you have no Oklahoma connection.
No, I
connection.
Do not, but that is wild.
Well, you're probably good that you don't have a connection with her. Okay. We'll talk about that after a while.
Okay. All right. Someone you pray for regularly.
Yes, right.
Greg, tell me a little bit about your church.
Christ Our King, I've been there about 2 years now mm-hmm. as Director of Family Life Ministry, and it's been a real joy to, number one, work with these fellows. We have a great staff. We have great leaders there. And it's a very welcoming community. That was one of the things that drew me in, and their commitment to mission and community connections. In fact, that's pretty much part of our vision. So we do a lot of community connections. In fact, one of the events I hope to share about a little bit is something that is really exciting that we see as some real neat kind of connections with our community.
Well, you say that this is a place for all generations to connect and to be strengthened in Christ, church, and community. Mm-hmm. And so you do have these events that are planned throughout the summer months. Let's talk about some of these.
Sure. Can I share a little bit about Growing in God's Love? Mm-hmm. That's one that I'm very much involved with. We have a planning team of 6 members of our congregation that are very passionate and excited about this. It's a newer event in our ministry and in our church. Last year was the first time we did it, but we involved nearly 75 people in portions of 3 days, and it provided opportunities to come together. We called it Growing in God's Love. And the event this year is Growing in God's Love, and its theme is Reaching Out, Building Up. And it's the fancy word is an intergenerational discipleship event. It's an opportunity for us to experience fellowship together, serve our community, and build relationships as we come together Friday for a little bit of time after work. Picture it kind of the casual time on your patio in the backyard after a long day's work and the end of the week.
This is June 26th.
June 26th to 28th. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday night of fellowship, and then Saturday is our primary service learning event. We're partnering with Sleep in Heavenly Peace, which is a local organization that builds beds for children who do not have beds. It's amazing how great that need is in our community.
I haven't heard of that group.
It's an international organization that has been operational for about 12 years, and it's becoming very popular across the country. And there is not yet a chapter in Washtenaw, but we have a partnership with our quilt ministry through Monroe. And so we intend to build 30 beds to serve children who have no beds. It's amazing.
Oh, that's marvelous.
How many people realize that there are people who don't have beds is something we take for granted.
As I hear this, I know how important mission is to the Lutheran faith. That is something, that's one of your tenets. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about that with our pastors here on how that plays out specifically with Christ the King Church here.
Yeah. Mission is very important. We recognize that we have been the recipients of God's grace and love through what our Savior has done for us. And He intends to then work through us and through His church in sharing that with others. And so it's our calling. It's our literally our mission to share, as Greg was sharing, not only the good news that God has given us through Jesus, but also that he calls us to share his love, his acts of mercy, helping people, like, for instance, with Sleep in Heavenly Peace, helping people who don't have beds. So those are all expressions, ways that we express God's mission.
Those kinds of missions aren't just locally, but also the Lutheran Church sending out people throughout the world for these kinds of outreach activities.
Correct. One of the things we use at Christ Our King is four W's: worship, word, and witnessing.
Worship, word, work,
and witnessing.
Talk about each of those.
Okay. So the focus is upon God's word and his promises for us and for all people. And so we want to make sure that as we study the scriptures, one of the things that comes across very clearly is God wants all of us to have certainty of his love for us and certainty of eternal life with him, all based upon his promises and his work. And because of that word and promises that he gives us, and he gives us opportunities to witness to others and to share not only immediately, but all throughout the world as well. And then to find different ways that we can do his work to help and assist other people so that they might better understand, have the things that they need for a healthy life. And then the worship aspect of coming together on a regular basis to receive strength from one another.
Besides bringing that kind of assistance to people and bringing God to the people, do you find that they then, Pastor Polzin, join the Lutheran Church because of that?
They may, although certainly we don't have the market cornered on that. And so we give thanks to God for Christians in our area and Christians all around the world who do that as well. But certainly that is, as you said, a key tenet of our Lutheran faith.
Christ Our King Lutheran Church's Senior Pastor Joe Polzin, the Pastor of Discipleship Don Kirchhoff, and Greg Widow, Director of Family Life Ministry. So I don't want to gloss over the dates and everything. So let's go back to this first event we were talking about that people might want to get involved with, growing in God's love, reaching out and building up. This is an all ages event, again, coming up June 26th through the 28th. And each day you've got different activities going on.
Correct. And I do want to encourage people. Sometimes when you say 3 days, it sounds kind of overwhelming, like, oh, wow, that's a lot of time. But really, it's a portion of the day on Friday, a portion of the day on Saturday, and the Sunday morning activity is coordinated within our regular rhythm of worship and Christian education. So we're simply taking that theme through those things that are part of the rhythm and the activity of our church, with Saturday being the primary time where we have our service learning with Sleep in Heavenly Peace and also with our quilt ministry. In fact, Pastor Don brought a quilt that's something that our quilt ministry has made.
Oh, let's
and
see.
One of the unique things we have it in the studio here. One of the unique things about our congregation, although there's plenty of quilt ministries in
Isn't
other churches.
That gorgeous. It's pink and green and yellow and beautifully made. Someone really knows how
hold
to
hold it up so everybody can see it. Yeah.
Well, no, Pastor, you're very funny.
The nice thing about that is with our quilt ministry, we're able to provide a quilt for every children who receives a bed that we will be building over the course of this weekend as a unique gift. Because even though they don't have a bed, they might not have a whole lot of heat. Yeah. So having a nice warm blanket or quilt will be very helpful.
I would love for you to connect me with that organization, because we feature nonprofit groups on our segment called Community Cares that actually airs on all four of our Cumulus radio stations. So we will do that.
Sure, I would be happy to do that.
Perhaps you stop by and just
check out the event.
Just to drop in and see what it's like.
Yeah, how interesting is that? Mm-hmm. And again, if someone wants to get involved with this, how can they do so?
They can go to our website, which is christ-r-king.org, or as I like to say, c-o-k.org. Okay. So that'll get you to our website, and all these events that we're talking about here today, we have a number of things on our landing page. Registration links are available. Registration is open, and there's no cost for this, and everything they need to know is right there.
Growing in God's love. Everyone, welcome to this June 26th through 28th, one of three events that you have planned. Another activity that you do is on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and that is navigating the journey of grief. Tell us about this, Pastor.
Right. My wife, Jane, passed away about a year ago.
I'm so very sorry.
And she was a tremendous treasure. And back in 2020, well, actually, we lost our son, 49 years old, from a rare cancer back in 2018, and then a grandson who was 11 years old in 2020.
Pastor, wait, I'm so very sorry for what a tremendous loss all of those
are huge people. Losses.
How do you as a pastor keep your faith when that happens?
Basically, just going back to the scriptures over and over and asking God's help for one step at a time. And that's one of the things that we found out, that as far as we really need a lot of encouragement and help and assistance from other people, especially ones who have gone through or are making that journey through grief. And so as we as we were going through, as Jane and I were going through that grief journey, we became involved with what is called Grief Share, and it is an interdenominational, biblically-based program of 13 sessions on individual topics. And so we are now with Pastor Tom, who also is on our staff. His wife passed away, and so we got together and began this particular series. So this Thursday, we begin our 12th series of offering these sessions to the community.
This is June 4th through September 3rd. Again, Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Keep in mind, over the 4th of July holiday, there won't be a meeting that July 2nd. But again, June 4th through September 3rd, Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. It's at the church?
It is at the church.
At Christ Our King Lutheran Church in Saline.
Right. And this is a particular activity, our ministry that we offer to the community. As a matter of fact, probably 60 to 70% of the people who participate, we've had more than 150 people who have participated over the years. We do it on a round-the-year basis. And at least 60 to 70% are not members of the congregation. And so we offer this as a ministry to the church. What we find is that people who come quite often are surprised. One of the constant comments we get is, finally, I've got a place where I can talk with others who know what I'm talking about and going through. Mm. And so it becomes very much a community-oriented support of not just crying. As a matter of fact, the second thing that the comment we receive is, can't believe we can laugh so much. And we get together, and as we do things, we find ourselves laughing and supporting each other.
That's beautiful.
So each of the segments are our individual segments and topics, and I'll leave the book with you so that you can take a look at it for yourself. But we have a video for about 30-minute video, and on that 30-minute video, it discusses a particular topic from a bifocal viewpoint. By bifocal, I mean the close-up of people who are going through grief, and then also the further distance of experts, you might say, who have been dealing with grief and can give us a bigger picture.
So, if you've been going through grief, this might be very helpful for you. Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30, starting June 4th, running through September 3rd. Again, at Christ Our King Lutheran Church in Saline. We've got a quick couple minutes, and I want to talk about the Chosen study. Yes. Everyone is talking about the Chosen, this series that really has rocked the world when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Season 4 getting underway, right?
Well, actually, they're a little bit ahead of where we are in watching it.
Okay.
So this is our fourth summer of presenting.
Are they in six now?
They are completing six.
Okay.
They're completing six.
What is this series?
So The Chosen is a TV series that actually started as a crowdsourced media expedition where they had to get crowdsourcing in order to fund the first season.
Really?
And it's just grown in popularity so much so that the recent seasons have been theatrically released. So it's gaining more and more momentum. What it does is they're planning on seven total seasons. I think they're working on number six. We are screening season four since we do one season a summer. This is our fourth season of doing this. And what it does is The Chosen, it walks through the life of Jesus and his disciples. It's very biblically based. Now they take, you know, different artistic moments to maybe portray the world in which Jesus and his disciples lived. But what we find is that it's always in support of what we find in Scripture. And so when we gather to watch it together and talk about it, we go through that. We see what's in the Bible, what's in the show, and really have a great time enjoying.
How much does it marry up to what you see in the Bible?
I find that they have to make some artistic choices that may not be in the Bible, but nothing that would, well, I would say very little that that anyone would say, wow, that really is off base or something like that. And so we talk about all that, but I find overall that it's very, very faithful to a close, faithful portrayal to what life could have been like for Jesus and his disciples.
Do you think that Jesus becomes more real for people who watch The Chosen?
I think in some ways it does help. And I think what we do in those sessions, it's really important to do is to watch something like that and then also join it with the open Bible and see how it lines up.
That must be very interesting to contrast.
We have great discussions
and
a really great time poring over it together.
The public is invited?
Absolutely. In fact, just like our grief share events, the majority of the participants come from outside the church.
You can watch and discuss the acclaimed TV series, The Chosen, with Christ Our King Lutheran Church. You have the option to attend either in person or virtually via Zoom. Mm-hmm. And this is Wednesday nights, July 8th through August 26th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And give that website again, Greg.
Oh, it's c-o-k.org.
Right.
Yeah, kind of flows off the tongue.
You can go online. Just search for Christ Our King Lutheran Church in Saline. It'll pop up. And all the details on everything we've talked about in here, again, on our Saline Chamber report today, because the church is a member of the chamber. And the church seeks to be a place where all generations are connected and strengthened in Christ, church, and community. And these events help do just that. And the public, everyone invited. Gentlemen, fabulous talking with you. Thank you so
much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your stories. Our thanks to Greg Widow, Director of Family Life Ministry, Pastor Don Kirchhoff. He is Pastor of Discipleship, and Pastor Joe Polzine, the Senior Pastor at Christ Our King Lutheran Church. And for information about the Saline Chamber and its members, go to salinechamber.org. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.